FM4.
Reality Check Podcast. Beyond the headlines.
Pope Francis yesterday expressed solidarity with the thousands of refugees and migrants who were left homeless by last week's fires in the Moria refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. He called for them to receive a, quote, human and dignified welcome wherever they locate. It's nearly a week since those fires, so what is the current situation? Our correspondent Bethany Bell is there, and she told Joanna Bostock that the Greek authorities say people will be moved to a new tent city in the coming days.
The authorities are building this new camp, which we understand has capacity for 2,000 to 3,000 people. And we've seen people slowly entering, small groups of people, women with children, little babies, the vulnerable people who may be quite relieved to have some shelter after several nights of sleeping rough. But we understand it's only a few hundred who've entered this new facility so far, and there's still thousands of people who've been sleeping rough last night. And there is a great deal of suspicion among many of the migrants and refugees about going into a new facility, because they say that's just like another prison, like another Moria camp. So difficult situation here, and even this new facility that's being built can only house a certain number of people, not the 11 or so thousand who are on this island.
Yesterday, the Greek government said it's going to build a permanent migration centre and it needs EU involvement. But that sounds like a long-term measure. It's not going to immediately help the current situation, is it?
No, and it's a message that really neither the migrants and refugees nor the locals here on Lesbos want to hear. Many of the refugees and migrants that we've spoken to have said they saw the burning down of Moria as a possible hope that they could perhaps move away from Lesbos and be resettled elsewhere. And the locals just say they've had to deal with the burden of dealing with these migrants for long enough, and that it's time that they were resettled elsewhere in Europe. We've also heard this morning reports on the Greek media suggesting that the authorities are saying that people will only get their asylum claims processed if they register with this new camp, because they're concerned to try and get people off the streets and into more sanitary conditions. Because if you can imagine, people have been living rough for several nights. There's no sanitation. People are worried about the spread of coronavirus. And this is a complicated situation. But yes, the idea of a permanent structure is something that the people here don't really want.
There's been pretty heated political debate here in Austria about the notion of taking in particularly the unaccompanied children. Are there debates outside Greece in different European countries being followed by the Greeks? And if so, what are they saying?
Yes, they're being followed very closely by the Greeks. The Greeks have long said that the rest of the European Union, member states in the European Union, are not pulling their weight in this matter, that Greece as a frontline country when it comes to migrants and refugees arriving here really needs more help. And they say, you know, it's fine to give money, but really there has to be a concerted effort to take more people in.
Bethany Bell reporting for us there from Lesbos. As I say, Pope Francis yesterday expressing solidarity and calling for the refugees and migrants to receive a human and dignified welcome wherever they relocate.
FM4.
Reality Check.
You're listening to You're at Home, Baby, with me, Chris Cummins, and it's time we revisited the issue of Brexit, or as my mum puts it, the B word. Today, the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, will ask MPs in Parliament to debate and eventually vote on what's been called the Internal Market Bill. This is the new legislation which will transfer powers to regulate issues such as food standards and environmental policy, previously held by the EU, to the administrations of the four UK nations, in other words, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. This has caused huge controversy because it would change the special Brexit arrangements for Northern Ireland. And according to experts, it will break international law. As with many things around the issue of Brexit, it is all rather complicated. So Steve Crilly asked Catherine Barnard, the Professor of EU Law at Trinity College, Cambridge, to explain this bill to us.
There are two limbs to the bill, essentially. The first is the one that we were expecting that would be there, namely the creation of an internal market for the four nations of the United Kingdom, a concept which is built on the notion of mutual recognition, so goods lawfully produced and manufactured in England can be sold in Scotland and vice versa. That bit we expected. The second bit was the unexpected part, and is the part that's caused all the trouble, namely the part that gives the powers to the minister to enact legislation which goes directly contrary to aspects of the Northern Ireland Protocol, which is part of the withdrawal agreement, which is the divorce text that Boris Johnson himself concluded less than a year ago.
Why do you think Boris Johnson has made these moves?
Well, a range of reasons have been given over in the course of the last week, but the most plausible seems to be that it's a direct response to the EU playing hardball about giving Great Britain third country status for the export of live animals and animal products. Now, a huge number of countries have third country status, and that means that providing those countries produce their goods in accordance with EU rules, those goods can be sold in the EU. At the moment, the EU is saying we're not necessarily going to give Great Britain third country status, which at one level is extraordinary because, of course, at the moment, all our laws are in alignment with EU rules. So it was assumed that Great Britain would be given this third country status. But what doesn't hang together is if you read the text of the Internal Market Bill, it only deals with trade from Northern Ireland to Great Britain. It doesn't deal with Great Britain to Northern Ireland, which is the very issue that the EU are playing hardball on.
Informal talks with the EU resumed today. Could these unexpected moves or these moves jolt both sides out of the impasse that we've seen in the past couple of weeks and months?
It could, but at the moment there's a lot of bad blood on both sides. I suppose on the positive side, they are still talking, but it may be that neither side wants to be the one who's actually seen to pull the plug. Now, at the moment, the UK is doing everything it can to show that the UK is prepared to walk away without a deal, because it always thought that Theresa May, who threatened to do so, never actually planned to do so, whereas this government would be willing to do so. And that's why it's engaged in this very high stakes game of chicken. The trouble is, it's a game of chicken with Northern Ireland, which is such a sensitive issue.
FM4 Reality Check.